welcome to the Gaming Duo Podcast, where friendships are built through gaming. I'm your host, Rob, and if you're joining me for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. So normally I have a co-host, which you guys know, Kelvin, but he's dealing with some personal issues right now. He's okay, everything's fine, but couldn't be on the pod for today. So it is the Gaming Uno today. So you're with me, gonna take care of you, gonna tell you all the gaming news, all that fun stuff. Don't you worry, we're gonna be all right. He'll be back tomorrow. So a couple of things before we jump into the news. Not really playing anything different, kind of the same thing, Final Fantasy Rebirth. I've been just really just taking my time with it. I'm still only the first, I think I just completed the first area. So that, I know I usually don't take my time with games, but with this one I'm taking my sweet ass time, which I think I'm savoring it because I really love Final Fantasy VII. So, but one thing I did want to talk about, guys, is over the weekend, I used and I got a demo of the Apple Vision Pro. The headset. I went to the Apple store. I needed to get some things checked out for my laptop and my AirPods. And it looks like they had a demo of the Vision Pro. And I was like, I got to try it. So I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, can I like try this? He's like, yeah, I'll set you up an appointment. I was like, is there an appointment like now or like an hour from now? And he's like, no, there's one literally in like 5 minutes. I was like, all right, sign me up. So they set you up. They determine like your right size for your head, whatever. And once you put it on, it's a weird contraption where you have to like, it's a dial where you spin to like, and it like basically constricts your head. So that was really interesting and cool, innovative. When I first tried it on though, it wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world. It was really putting a lot of pressure by my nose and my upper cheeks area. I don't know why when I said upper cheeks, like my butt cheeks, but no, my cheeks, like my, up in that area, it was painful for, that was like my only gripe about it. So right off the jump, I'm like, okay, this isn't the most comfortable thing in the world. And then you have that wire, right, that dangles on to the little like battery pack, right? So you have to kind of be mindful a little bit of that. But let me tell you, when you put this thing on and it turns on, you forget about all of that. The first headset I tried on, there was like a malfunction with it. Like it wasn't, you have to go through like a setup process so it like reads your hands. So you're able to do the gestures and stuff. So that took like 5-10 minutes. We were trying to troubleshoot it. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to get another one. So they brought another unit. Then we finally got that all configured and it worked. So I'm in there. It tells you, you know, track of your eyes. Do this with your fingers. I said, okay. I will say it is an out of this world experience. It is 100% the future. I had an absolute blast. I had such a blast. I forgot I was in the Apple store for 15 minutes while I was doing this. I thought I was somewhere completely different. And they go through a bunch of demo things. They show you how to type on it. They show you how to use different apps and how to navigate through the apps. They show you a couple of things you do with photos and video. But it is, I think the craziest thing about that headset is how good the pass-through is. The pass-through is what makes it freaky, because that's what's making it integrate with the real world, right? A lot of headsets, you're just in the headset, right? It's just a screen in front of you. You can't really see what's going on around you. But the fact that like you can see what's going on around you and still able to access like those screens and your apps was freaky. And I think that's like the number one thing, that you're still linked to reality with this headset. Now the gestures were pretty intuitive. You like click your fingers together to like select things. One thing that I was really impressed by was the eye tracking. When I say that it knew exactly what I was looking at 100% of the time, it did. Everything that I focused on, it was just like, yep, that's what you're looking at. That's what you're looking at. And you can see like there's a cursor where it's like following where your eyes are going. So it knows exactly. And then once you are honing in on what you want, you put your fingers together and it'll select it. So that's the key, where I was like, how are they going to make it so like you can pick that thing with your eye, use your finger. So overall, it was a fantastic experience. Typing was actually really cool. They literally was like a little keyboard that was in front of you, a virtual keyboard, and you can type right there, a document. And the fact that you can like put Windows basically virtually anywhere was amazing. So again, they've like did this stuff where I was like on the moon and I was on Yosemite and all that stuff. But I've seen that stuff before in other headsets. This one, it was, I think, the immersion of the world around you was what really, really sold me. Now, is it worth the $3,400? No. No. Not at all. Is it worth $2,000? Now we're getting there. Now it's a little more like, okay, because in a sense, it is a PC, right? Granted, it only is about 2 hours runtime on that battery. But if you're using it for, most people are going to probably be sitting down using it, right? For like, if you're doing like office work or you're doing stuff in presentations and stuff like that, you're going to be at your desk, just like watching a movie or something like that, right? You're not going to be like moving around, standing up, doing things. So you could just plug that in. And yeah. It is expensive, and I don't think it's price wise where it needs to be yet. But I think once this thing gets into the $2,000 range, $1,500 range, you're going to see a huge adoption of these things. So very cool. Very cool. Was very impressed. Well, enough about me and the Vision Pro. Let's go and talk about some games. The Daily Duo News Report. The Daily Uno. Multiverses will be dropping on May 28th. If you guys don't know what Multiverses is, it is the platform fighter from the WB franchises. So Superman, Wonder Woman, all the DC people, Scooby-Doo, that kind of stuff. They had a open beta last year, and they took it off. And now we have some more news about it. The video dropped today by Tony Hung, who is the director. He revealed quite a number of new features and changes to Multiverses when it does drop on May 28th. The game will remain free to play. It's on all platforms. They switched the games to Unreal Engine 5, so it looks way better now. It is completely different and looks so much more polished. There's new net code, which will allow the hits to feel better when you actually attack someone. And there's new moves for each character from what they were saying. So the characters are probably going to feel a little different too. There's also a new mode, which is PvE, which is very interesting. And yeah, so overall, all good stuff. I am pretty pumped again for this game. The game was extremely fun when it came out. Granted, it was in early access and beta, and it played really well, but you could tell there was just something off about it. There's something that it needed. A little extra polish, and this is what it's getting. It's getting that extra polish and coming out as a full release, and I'm extremely excited to play and get my hands on this. So will you guys be playing Multiverses, and we can play if we can play against each other, and it's fun. Kelvin loves Multiverses. He was like, I think he like bought the season pass or battle pass and got a couple of skins. So they're doing good work there over at Multiverses. Let's move on to everything Mario Day. The new Super Mario Brothers movie will be coming in 2026. We don't know, though, if it is the direct sequel to the Super Mario Brothers movie that came out last year. Paper Mario Thousand Year Door Remake will release May 23rd. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD Remaster will release June 27th. And the Switch Online is getting Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis for retro consoles next week. We're also getting a Mario Kart themed Lego set, and it'll release sometime in 2025. Wow. So yeah, so some fun stuff happening on Mario Day. I think my favorite thing is probably the Luigi's Mansion 2 HD Remaster. I've actually never played 2 and 3 for Luigi's Mansion. I've only played 1. But I've heard good things about the other two. So I am very, very excited to jump back in and suck up some Ghost. Let's take a pause from the news, guys. If you are enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and drop a review. And remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server, where friendships are truly built through gaming. Let's get back to the news. Final Fantasy 16 for PC will get a Git demo this year. Producer Yoshida stated in an interview with Game Informer, "We're looking to release a demo for the PC version as well." Yoshida said, "Again, we can't really talk about too much in terms of details on when it's going to come out. I think in a little bit more time, we'll be in a better place to announce things. But one thing is for sure, it won't be in the too distant future. It won't be a year. It won't be 2 years. It'll probably be shorter than that. So stay tuned." In terms of what we are developing, we're trying to figure out the final stages of optimization right now, he said. And I think that was the biggest thing for Final Fantasy 16 when it was announced that it would be on PC, that it's going to take a little time for them to port it over just because it's not an easy thing and it takes a long time for it to do. So, but I'm really excited for PC players to try this game because it is a fun ass game. It's going to look beautiful on PCs if it's optimized right. But I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make this game look amazing on PC so that way it gets adopted like crazy and it sells like hotcakes. So happy days for PC fans. Well, that wraps it up for today's news. We do have merch on GamingDuoPod.com. Be sure to rock a nice Built Through Gaming hoodie. A big shout out to all of the listeners. Make sure to leave a review. And we'll be back tomorrow with more gaming news. Thank you guys so much.